With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
yeah, you know, bro, man's back in town, so you know where it is. Bro, the glasses are back, the shine is back. Ladies and gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure and an absolute honor to say to you the magical words that we have been missing for many weeks now. Dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on up. Yo, Tom, what's going on in the world of boxing, bro?
Yeah, man's been, bro. Sometimes you got to lay low.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm not talking about you laying low. You can lay low all you want. My thing is this. What is going on with your bridging Bill Haney, Floyd Mayweather?
It's serious.
Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney. What's going on, bro?
It is very, very serious. And although I wanted to really be in the background for another week, I said, nah, Spence. Over the dinner table yesterday, I said, today's the day I got to come back. We got to touch on this because it is such a hot topic in the world of boxing, regardless if we're talking about events which happened some 8 to 10 years ago. It seems that it has literally taken over all social media platforms, taken over X, taken over Instagram. It's being spouted around everywhere. People are talking about the infamous spar between Devin the Dream Haney and Javonte Tank Davis. And Bill's pissed. Sorry for the language. Bill's upset, fam.
Well, something's going on because as Adrian Brown, I should have phoned Adrian Brown, you know. But that means I have to run up and get my other phone. I should have phoned him to find out where I won. I should have phoned him. I might run and get my other phone.
That would be good. Bobby Wright, first man in the house. Hold tight, Bobby Wright. The one and only. Hold tight, Philip Anser, Daniel J. Bolteng. Alfie Black is in the building. Chrissy Blue, the lovely Chrissy Blue 876. Andre Bukenya, Motley M Sport is also here. Yemi X, Ryan Marengo, Lee S, J Langs, Guzzy, AAV Develop, Steve Bailey, Tyrone Booth. Same Sam Skyliner, the editor, the lovely Miss Ringside is also with us. Two Bless, Late Show 42, Rob Mayer, Al Kuya, NN. Well, the list goes on and on. Yeah, we're here. Dream it, believe it, behold it. Otai Kwame, the Gaita, Air Force 286, and TBG. Big up the man, them. Yeah, bro, I'm back. I'm ready. But Spence, let me see if I can phone Bill first. Because, bro, we need to know what's going on. Man. We need to know what's going on. You know, this is a fight, is right. There's no warning. We just have to jump on the thing. I'm gonna give him a few minutes. Let him see the call, let him see the link. Oh, sugar. He just answered. What?
You I'm see, sure you're not serious. You don't know how to use the black thing.
Oh, then that's a different ringtone than I was just getting. It's like I was just getting some English ringtone.
Please leave your message for
0-2. All right, cool. Well, Bill's gonna come on. I know Bill's gonna bless the thing, but for now, I'm getting an answer machine. But let's go into it, Spence. My first question is this. Where did Ryan Garcia get that footage from?
What do you mean, where did he get that footage from? You done know it's Flame over that gave me that footage, Tundi. Come on, man. We have been in this. What people need to realize this part. Here. We've been in Floyd's gym quite a few times, and I want people to realize before everyone was flying out to Vegas, going to Floyd Mayweather's gym. Baba Tunde Ajayi was the first man to start doing that way back in 2012. Right, just remember that. You know what I mean? And before that, he was going Freddie Roach gym. Furthermore, Tundi, you owe me money for that Freddie Roach gym. You know? We went on that cripple. What about money, Tundi? You little robber. Tundi, the living robber, you know? Where's my money, Tundi?
Spencer, I just show you where my don't know where man's coming from. Spencer brought me £500 to go to America. I was broke. That's all money. Man, I was so broke. I said, bro, please, this is my dream. I need money, bro. I need £500. Spencer, drive down to the yard. I said, I'll give you it back. Oh, now I ain't give Spencer back the money.
Oh, now it's been 11 years, you know. What do you mean 11? It's been 14. It's been 12 years, Sunday. You're taking liberties.
Bro, I just say what the brothers always say. You got my friendship. You know, man, always saying that you're
friendship. Well, F your friendship, bro. Well, give me all my cash.
Friendship don't pay no bills, bro.
Nah, people got to realize that. Good friend is better than pocket money. You have to realize that part there. We got punching on. Good friend's better than pocket money. Don't worry about that, man.
Come on.
Yeah, so, if I put interest on that, that's some different breed of money to the old me,
alone. Bro, the interest rate has gone up. Serious.
Too blessed. Forget the friendship, bro. Friendship ain't paying my light bills in this house.
Man said 14 years of interest. You know how much money that is? God almighty, 14 years of interest. Oh, I can't pay, Spence. I can't pay. But listen. So what you're telling me is Money Mayweather actually gave Ryan Garcia that footage.
Of course he did, Tundi. I have no doubt. Because, Tundi, we've been in the gym. I've been in Floyd's gym. You've been in Floyd's gym. When you're in Floyd's gym, Tundi, you know how things are inside of that gym. That everything's filmed. But yes. Nobody else is allowed to film footage inside that gym. That's right. I know because, like, when I was out there 2012, 2013, when I was out there, when you was out there, Sparrow comes on. We got Ashley Fearfane as well, because Ashley Fearfane was the man that said, yeah, come in for the sparring. Big up, yes. David G. Thank you very much for the £2. Spence realizes that footage of you
release
and in the spa. Yeah.
Spence has thrown it in a bin. Spence has thrown it in the tape.
I don't forget anything. My memory is impeccable.
Your memory.
So don't worry about that.
Your memory got thumped that day.
No, Tony, you never got thumped that hard because you still owe me money, bro. So how about that one? About your run up with your lies. You want to pay me? And Tunde owes me quite a big piece of money from way back. Tunde will start paying money, you know? You little thief in Nigeria. Give me my cash, bro.
It's all coming out. It's all coming out, the amount of money I owe Spencer. Bro, I'm Nigerian. Nigerians probably take long to get back your money, bro. Anyway, yeah, sorry. So you were saying
So you know everything that goes on inside of that gym, it's all recorded, it's all filmed, it's all everything, right?
Yes.
And you damn well know for 1,000,000%, yeah, that what's happened in that spa, that is Floyd that released it. Because you see, Garcia was around Floyd the other day, and he said, yeah, let's drop this one here. You understand? Let's drop this one on him. So it is what it is. You know what I mean? Sad, but very true. It is what it is.
So, I mean, after viewing the footage, because Bill sent me this morning a slowed version. Obviously, he put it online, but he sent me a slowed version of the sparring. And he was like, so, man saying that Devin got cracked. Where's the crack? He's like, Broner must have been on crack. Or Javonte must have got off the plane and sold him crack. Because no one ever got cracked up. And not only that, I'll give you my first impressions of the spa. Let's bear in mind, let's all remember, Dev was 16 years old.
16.
No, it was 16. 7 is what you heard. He was 16. Yeah?
Okay.
So, even if you want to say 17, let's say, just, you know.
You're still a kid.
But he's still a kid. My first impressions of the spa was, he can take it. And I've said to you over the years, Spencer, I see life as not what you can give, but what you're able to take. That's what will ultimately show the type of person you are. And for a 16-year-old boy to be taking shots from I think at the time, Tank must have been 20 or 21, it showed more about Dev than it did Tank. Because are you beating on a young boy like that, and the boy's not quitting? That's the difference. Dev ain't quitting in there. And they only showed clippets of that spa. Everyone in the boxing community knows that spa went on for at least 20 or 30 minutes. And at the end of the spa, Broner's dad had to pay Bill the money because Tank stopped first. So in order to get a proper clarification of who won or who lost, or who, we need to see the whole tape. Don't be just out here giving man clips.
No, Tunde, I have to disagree. I'm sorry. And I'll say that. Thank you very much, Robert. I have to totally disagree. But let me just read that, Robert. Robert, Floyd beef with Haney started when Bill decided to not sign his son over to TMT. Floyd took this as disrespect.
Nah, you just read that on the internet, bro. This thing is, you just read that on the internet. I read that. Listen, Robert, this thing is deep. Absolutely, I will not disagree with you. It is part of it, but I don't think it's just, oh, you never signed with me, disrespect. What it is that Bill wanted and Dev wanted to write their own story. And I feel that because of that, obviously, I mean, you can even hear Floyd today, speaking today. Floyd still says, I'm the face of boxing today, you know. So Floyd is Floyd, but Bill and Dev wanted to create their own legacy. And sometimes, you know, someone who's come up around you, who is the man, may not like that. And I feel it's more to do with that. Floyd can't be jealous. Listen, a man with that amount of money can't be jealous. It's not possible. You can't be jealous of another man. You just may be upset it didn't go the way you wanted it to go. So that's definitely, definitely a factor in all of this. Spence?
Well,
you said you disagree.
I disagree with when you were saying that the spar, and we only saw the clippets. Of the clippets that we saw, I think we saw enough. You know what I mean? But if you hear the stories that were out prior when Devin was saying, like, the first time they sparred, like, my man put hands on him. This is Devin by Devin's own. Right, that could be the spar where he put hands on him, right?
Yeah, but that's not the spar that was showed. What was shown to us.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say to you, what I saw from that, that was enough for me to know what was going on, right? I'm saying this. Can you go to BoxRec, Tundi, and see sparring records?
No, sir.
Okay, then. So what does that mean? Right? Because just like, what's it, Joanne Blake, yeah? Who was a world record holder at the 100 meters, right?
Yes.
Joanne Blake was tearing up Usain Bolt in training. Tearing him up, right? Tearing him up in training, right? Because Usain Bolt was injured. Then they went into, like, I think they went into a couple heats prior, like friendly meets prior to the 2012 Olympics that were held in our great nation, which I was there. Me and Andrew Harding, we were there by the Olympic flame. You know, we could feel the heat of the flame while we watched that. And what happened? Right? Joanne Blake was busting him up, you know? And then what happened? Come the real. Because Joanne Blake was dealing with him in training as well. And also, Joanne Blake was a world record holder. Right? No, sorry. He was the world champion. And my man was a world record holder. And what happened when they went up, when it mattered? So people are getting too pulled on this fact of, oh, what happened in sparring? I'm not taking nothing. You're 17 years old. You're not Wilfred Benitez, who was the youngest ever man to become world champion at 17 when he beat Cervantes. No, you're not that guy. So I'm not taking
Sugar Ray broke him up. That's a serious fight. I teamed that fight for you, actually.
No, November 1979, that was when Sugar Ray won his first world title. Wicked fight.
I teamed that tape for you. You'll never get that tape back.
Yeah, I don't business. Now we've got YouTube. I don't care. Right?
That's true.
Right. But I'm saying now, when people are getting so foolish about this whole thing, I'm not buying into that. That doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? If people are trying to say, oh, well, you got dealt with in sparring, so what? Do you get what I'm saying? I'm saying, so what? Right? Here's another famous analogy. I'm going to use this one for you guys. Troy Robertson famously, in 1951, defeats, me and Tony were talking about this fight, defeats Jake LaMotta to become the world middleweight champion, right? And that was February 14th, the St. Valentine's Massacre that was named, right? When Ray Robertson stops him. Prior to that, Ray Robertson sparred with a guy that was in the murderer's role called Kid Coco. And Kid Coco knocked out Sugar Ray Robertson. If I don't call you Kid Coco's name, you don't know who he is. So what? Do you mean people get too confused over those kind of things? I know of men who have hurt up and wobbled up big boy Lennox Lewis, right? Them men are driving cabs in New York right now. Lennox Lewis retired with over 155 million in the bank. So what? That's what I'm saying.
I'm just thinking about it. This could actually be setting up a mega fight. Yeah, Floyd could be doing it. Floyd and Al could just be setting up Javante's next fight. Because
that's exactly what they're doing.
The time will be right. There's so much attention on this now. It's like people have even forgotten about the Ryan Garcia fight. People's talking about the Tank versus Devon fight. And so the timing of it, I think, actually works all in Deb's favor. And can I just say something? While there may be some people that are looking on the spar like Dev did get cracked, you have to look at history. Spencer Fearon is the knowledge. Spencer comes with the dates, the facts, the stats. But one fact and one stat I do not forget is if we rewind the clock, if you type in Floyd Mayweather versus
Paul Spadafora, come on,
we will see history being played out again. This is why Bill is saying the torch is being passed. And one thing we know about history is that it always repeats itself. After that spar with Paul Spadafora, and those who ain't seen it, go on YouTube right now, watch the spar, Paul Spadafora versus Floyd Money Mayweather, a young... Remember, also, Floyd was not in shape. Floyd was out of the gym for a while. He came back. And if we remember rightly, I think that may have been the spar where Floyd said he will never be out of shape again. So sometimes these things actually can motivate the person who's being ridiculed or mocked to such a degree that it just works in their favor. And I think that, man said, I don't think Dylan's taking any calls. In such a
way, Dylan, I'm sending a message out to Tunde's brethren, but yeah.
Oh, Bill?
Yeah.
In such a way that this actually is just going to even drive Dev in a way that it's just going to make him even better. But let's not lose sight of the fact that Ryan Garcia is a tricky customer and he's playing a bit of mind tricks himself. Old tight doctor.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Marks Prince, OBE, he said, don't watch sparring. You can't read into it too deep. Man like Floyd knows what he's doing. If he leaked this sparring, you can spar man and they are so better than you in the ring on fight night. That's the difference, or your difference. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. You're absolutely, and we know that. I mean, those in the boxing community and not real fighters know that. There's many a fighter who's had a bad spar, but they just can turn it up on fight night. And if you look at the two fighters, at the age of 25 years old, Devin Haney is already undisputed in one weight class, and he's a world champion in another weight class.
Say less, Tun. That is all that you have to go by.
So really, listen, we can say what you want about this spar, but I just want to hear Bill's take on it and Bill's notion as to why this has come out at this time.
Because I'm going to have to go draw for the black book, you know, because I know I've got bare numbers in the other
bro, court. Ring them up. We want to hear other fighters' opinions on this. We want to hear boxing people's opinion on this and what effect it may have on Dev or future fights. You know, is it really going to be a thing where Dev's going to be going into the fight with that at the back of the mind? I personally don't think so. I just think that he's achieved so much so young. To achieve that, you have to be tremendously focused. And I can't see how it would affect him. But who knows? Let's see if we can get Bill on the phone. Let's read some of these comments. Tank Davis beating up on kids. What's this? It Zad Raja says, why do boxing fans care so much about sparring? Unless it happens in a ring, I don't care. We don't really, I don't think we do really care about it. I'll be honest with you, but it's something to talk about. Boxing would be dry if there was nothing to talk about. So the fact that you have sparring sessions of old fighters, you know, of current fighters, when they were younger, it's good. I mean, there's even sparring of Tio against Tank. Bro, it's like Tank was busting up these young boys, busting up these world champions when they were young, and now these world champions, being older, stronger, smarter, and wiser, want to take it out on him. So that shows you, be careful who you're beating up when they're young, you know, and you're the older guy. But I just feel that we're in a time now where all of these young fighters, Shakur, Dev, Tank, Tio, it's a serious, serious division. And we're going to get some great fights. And you've got to put Ryan in there. Let's not forget Ryan and Dev are 3-3 in the amateurs. So this seventh fight is for all the marbles, as Dev keeps saying. It's the real one. It ain't amateurs now. There's a lot on the line. Another comment from Mark. He said, my mindset for sparring was never about winning. For me, just working on my skill set. So I had good days and I had bad days. But fight night was always a different mindset. Again, I have to agree with you, Mark. That was always, I mean, that's my thinking even as a trainer. Like, bro, I keep telling these youngers when they're in there sparring, I'm like, bro, what are you man trying to, sorry. I'm like, why are you not trying to take each other's head off? It's like, so basically, you're fighting in the gym for nothing. You're not getting paid. And then you're going to have another fight. So really, by the time, you know, I always say 3 years, your career is over. You know, whether that's in theory or in practice first, but you know, by the time you have a real fight, you already punch yourself up in the gym. So gym work should always be just that, about learning and working on your skills. So Mark, again, that's coming from a great fighter and someone who's very experienced. I don't know where Spencer is. He's probably trying to look in that magic book of his. Half Past Fashion. Half Past Fashion, she says, imagine how wild he sounds to say Floyd, the man, where is it gone? The man who set that undefeated strike that this generation is trying to achieve is hating on little Haney, whose dad is his mouthpiece. Come on now, please. And it is bad. It don't look good. It actually doesn't look good. But I haven't heard much talk from Floyd. Everyone's talking about Floyd, but I ain't heard nothing come out of Floyd's mouth. Obviously, it was in his gym, and as Spencer quite rightly said, when you're in there, the first thing those big off security guards shout, no cameras. That's what they shout out, no cameras. So the only footage is from the TMT, the Money Team crew. So it's quite obvious that the Money Team leaked the tape to Ryan. But they should have shown the whole thing. We need to see the whole thing. Now that you've let that out, we need to see the whole thing. Bruno Smith, he says, you're absolute legend, Tundi. AJ should have went with you. Come on. Thank you very much, bro. Every man writes his own story. Martin Bowers of the Peacock Gym said that to me once, and I never ever forget that. Old type Martin Bowers, the Bowers brothers, East London man, them. He said to me, I'll never forget it. He said, Tun, everyone writes their own story. And I've always kept that in with me. So yeah, old type Ryan Campbell, he said, Ryan must know something we don't know to take this fight. No, I don't think so. I just think that, Ryan is, he wants to challenge himself. You know, I think by his own admittance, he made a lot of money very, very early. He's still young now, and they talk about he's on the way to making $1 billion. So I think the motivation really is to challenge himself. I know not many people thought he was going to take that Tank fight. And I think Tank must have thought, and he did win the lottery when he got that fight. Because remember, this was a YouTube a social media sensation, and it just made that fight so big that Tank just couldn't refuse. So he took that challenge on, and you know, I'm even gonna rewind back. Luke Campbell was a challenge. Luke Campbell was an Olympic gold medalist. Luke Campbell was a good fighter, and that's a good name that Garcia had on his or has on his resume. Regardless, I did hear Devin says who Luke Campbell beat, but remember he gave Lomachenko a good fight as well. He's the same Lomachenko that they beat. Luke Campbell gave him a good fight, so that was another good one, another good challenge that Ryan Garcia took. So, you know, Ryan, Tank, and now Dev, he cannot be faulted or blamed for not taking challenging fights. So that much I will say about whether he's going to win is another thing. I don't know if he's going to win. I don't believe he's going to win because Dev, I'm just being honest, I've known Dev, seen Dev in action since he was 12 years old. And even when he was 12, I'm not going to call no names, but he was in a Peacock gym lighting up a brother that was older than him. I don't even want to call his name. And I'm like, bro, I said to the guy, like, bro, I reckon this little young boy touch you up. I was so angry because my man used to train with us. He never turned pro. He never turned pro, but bro, he was a big man. And little Dev is there going, and I'm like, nah. Bro, hey, man. And then Bill turned to me, tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, yo, Tunde, man. You ever seen a 12-year-old like this? And I'm like, bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't seen no 12-year-old move like this. Yeah, so Dev was about his business even at a young age like that. No, country, it was a liberty. I'm not lying. He punched up my boy. I'm like, bro. Nah. I couldn't believe it. I actually couldn't believe it. Because no 12-year-old boy can do that to me. Never. Ever. I'm like, the Nigerian would just come out of me. I'm like, ah, you small boy. You want to try to fight me? I'll bust you up. But yeah, Dev was putting hands on big grown men at the age of 12 years old. It's then I said, yeah, this kid is a problem. You know what? And Adam was around that time. Was Adam around that time? Adam Azim? No. Adam couldn't have been around. Because that was 2012. Now, Adam Azim wasn't around that time. Adam came after. But yeah, Devin. How's Adam now? Adam must be about 21. Dev's 25. No, Adam wasn't there, but yeah. But Dev has really been about his business from a very young age. Do you remember Eubanks Jr. said he destroyed George Groves in sparring? Possibly, but we know what happened on fight night. And again, I think this goes back to what Mark was saying. You know, there are many a fighter who's had good sparring sessions and then ended up still being dominated on fight night. I, as the fighters right now, have said the story many times of a fighter I trained who used to play with a certain individual in sparring on fight night. It was not to me. Eubanks Jr. against Yard sparring, how was that? That was a serious spar.
Bruv. You know what?
Ant was an amateur. Yeah, and I think at the time, Ant may have had about 8 amateur
fights. 9 amateur fights, Tundi.
Yeah.
Remember, I was to you back to the dad. 9 amateur fights, bro.
Yeah.
9 amateur fights. That day was fun, you know. Trust
that
me.
Day was funny.
That day was fun.
Like, yeah, the gym. No, that was a different spot. That was a
different spot, man.
Or two against what's the Ghanaian boy's name? Richard Comey.
Yeah.
Bro, get out of my head.
Who?
I've been in this thing for a long time. We've been sparring fighters for a long time, bringing novices through sparring these big names. Interesting. But yeah, what was he doing, Spence?
I was just checking out. I was just checking out some people, who could go fling on the show, because I thought you'd have got Bill Haney. That's why I was relaxing with the Black Book today.
Yeah, I know Bill. Listen, I've seen that he has done it. He done something earlier on today. It was aired on Fight Hype, and I know Bill's very upset. Bill is upset right now. Bill is not I can definitely understand why he wouldn't want to pick up the phone. Although he always comes and bless the show regardless. I'll maybe try him one more time. Go on, Spence. Carry on this conversation.
Yeah, so I'm just like, because of that, but I mean, we grab anyone, but I'm just saying, when it comes to things like this, and just like what Mark Prince was saying, like,
Walaikum salam, bro. Come, but what's going on, man? We need to hear from you.
Okay.
I've sent the link. I've texted you the link.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Good.
Bro, I told you. Man, we do it every time. The fight is right. We just ring, man. You have to reply. That's why I keep telling these fighters from the UK, do not, when we call, you have to answer. It's almost a disrespect, a Nigerian disrespect if you don't answer. We have another brother, Mason Spence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See?
Welcome to the Fight Is Right, sir.
Abdullah.
That's the dad. Assalamu alaikum.
We on the road, man. I said we're going to jump on here. This is the second time you call. I got to get him on here. Hold on 1 second. Abdullah, get to Abdullah.
Oh, wow. Yes, young brother.
Abdullah Mason.
We welcome Abdullah Mason to the Fight Is Right. Young prospect. You look tired, bro. What you been up to?
I was out for a second. Yeah, we've been moving around, getting ready for this next fight, April 13th.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. You are creating waves in the sport of boxing right now. I remember speaking to you, your dad, and everyone after the Lomachenko-Haney fight when we was walking through the strip there. And I remember I was saying to Spence at the time, your energy was so humble. And I remember your other brothers was talking about the fight and you were just like, yeah. And I remember I was walking with my fighter, Anthony Yard, and I was like, yeah, this kid, there's something about him. And I was right. You're doing excellent. You're winning in spectacular fashion, and I can't wait to see how your career unfolds, brother.
Inshallah, for sure. Yeah, you've been working it out, you know, just building step by step.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Abdullah, if for anybody who's listening on the Fight Is Right right now, I want you to go and check out this young lightweight, Abdullah Mason. This kid, what was you, 8-time national champion, right?
6.
6-time national champion. You know how I found out about you? Is Mickey Bay that let me know about you. Right, the former lightweight world champion was saying, "Nah, this kid, you need this kid's hot." And then when I heard that Jay Prince was gonna manage you, I said, "Man, you're in good hands." But I see recently, like Shakur Stevenson said, like this kid, Kid Austin, he said, like, right, he was calling out Shakur, and Shakur was saying, "Listen, don't worry about me. We got our little young blood here. Go fight Abdullah Mason." And like him and his father have been shouting out to say that they wanted that fight. It would be because he's a name and he's that golden boy, they're building his name. How do you think you're doing that fight, bro?
Of course he a different opponent, so every fight goes differently. You gotta adjust to every fighter. But I feel like I do the same thing, you know, that I do when I step in there with somebody else. You know, I find my way to break him down and get him out of there. If not soon, then by decision. And I feel like that'd be a great fight for him.
You know what? Because like of the stuff that you've done in the amateurs and that, like What fighters do you watch? Your style is, you have a really unique style. You got quick hands and you get busy. You know what I mean? Where did you get the style from?
It's like my natural style. I take it from, you know, my brothers and my father. You know, they like the things that I do, they that's what they teach me. But you know, this is naturally how I fight. You know, what you see me in a ring. That's how I come.
Okay.
Who's been some of the big inspirations for you thus far in your career? I hear Shakur speaking so highly of you. So how has Shakur been with you and helped motivate you thus far in your career?
He's been more of an affirmation, you know, besides my father and my brothers. You know, I hear good words from a lot of champions that you know, whenever they see me, they just give me a good advice and tell me keep going, you know, stay focused. So it's a lot of that. More just, you know, making sure they speak good words and keep me on what I'm on, you know.
I gotta stop everyone here, because right now we have the man, I call him the GOAT, at least one of the GOATs. I don't care what anyone says. He's one of the guys that when I went to Las Vegas, the love that this brother has shown me from the start to the point that, you know, I was working with his son. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The man with a plan. The undisputed man. The one, the only. Mr. Yo, Bill Haney. Welcome to the fight. It's right, brother.
Hey, walaikum salam, man, to all of you brothers, man. Rahmatu Allah wa barakatuh. I mean, you got the sensation on here. You got him. You got Abdullah Mason.
Yes, sir.
The baddest joker I done seen since Devin Haney come through the door kicking up sand. I mean, he's the man. I come by here to say hello. Keep doing what you're doing, King. Your father is doing an amazing job. I'm a fan, you know, as you know. You know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Inshallah, you know. Absolutely. We're working it out.
Yes, sir. But,
Bill, because you've groomed your son to become a two-weight world champion and an undisputed champion, what advice would you have to give to Abdullah Mason and his father?
Man, listen, his dad is sharp, is a razor blade. But more importantly, he's operating and walking in the faith of Allah and the vision that God has given him. Let me see. Let me
step in. Alhamdulillah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I don't want y'all traveling around listening to the wind chime, trying to figure out where I'm at either. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. No, but his dad has done a wonderful job. And I mean, it's so underrated that when he came to the game, he said, it's not only about him and his son. And a lot of times that you have managers and promoters that get stuck at just him alone. But not only did he say that it's not about him, it's not about just his son, but it's about his family and the Mason family. And they want all three of his boys to achieve success, notoriety, and more importantly, an opportunity to be great. And whichever one that Allah deems to the one to open the door for the next, I see a bright future for the Mason family altogether.
Okay, I don't want to have two goals on at the same time. I feel everybody has to have their time. But Abdullah, please tell us what's next for you, so the UK fans can tune in. What's next for you? Before we let you go,
this fight should be April 13th in Texas, in Corpus Christi, Texas, and that'll be live on ESPN or ESPN Plus.
Yes, sir.
It's April 13th. And hopefully after that, you know, whoever want to get in the ring with me, I'll be ready for them.
Come on.
Mashallah.
It has been an honor and a pleasure to have Abdullah Mason live.
He's the best prospect in the world, Tunde.
One, if not the best prospect in the whole wide world. Salaam alaikum to the to your father.
Salaam alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Salaam alaikum. Abdullah. Talk to the family, my love.
Okay, inshallah. We got one right here that's up. You know, we on the world.
Hey, blessings, King.
Yo.
And you keep it. Hey, listen. And you guys stay right there. And that's one of the brothers right there that's so underrated. That's right there with Abdullah, you know, showing them what a family is supposed to do. A family that's a Muslim family, an African-American family that suffers all the ills and all the setbacks that we have suffered, all the misconnotations that we're given, right? Man, you guys are doing a heck of a job, man. Keep doing what you're doing here.
Inshallah, yes, absolutely. Sir. Y'all too. I see y'all got that joint coming up April 20th. So do y'all thing.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless
yes, your heart. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now.
All right. Now, come on. Tell all the kids. All the kids in the house, y'all hold up because we got Uncle Tunde over here. And you know what I mean? Listen. And Uncle Spencer. Did you hear what I said, baby? Come here. Come say assalamu alaikum to them.
Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, princess.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, listen. She's going to. Can you say a little bit of, just for a little bit? Okay, just a little bit. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Okay, real quick. Get ready.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirobbilalamin. Arrahmanirrahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين أنت نصبت مسكتين صراط الدين أن أنت رحيم وإلى ودود عين وبانين آمين
Alhamdulillah.
Akbar. Listen, I'm telling you, the whole of the YouTube is on fire right now, Bill. I don't know what you're doing.
Listen, alhamdulillah. Listen, my mom, alhamdulillah, my mom has transitioned Beautiful. Over. My mom has transitioned over last night. Hopefully that she's going, you know, to paradise, man. Man, we all pray for her. She's done a tremendous job as a mom to me. And as you can see, Allah has given so much to us, you know, and you see it's my daughter right now at 9 years old. You know
Beautiful.
What I mean?
Pulled to prayer.
Giving praise to Allah. So, alhamdulillah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Me, Bill.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Hey, man, bless you guys, man, and everything that you're doing, man. You know what I mean? With stamina for sale. I mean, listen, if you come over here, you can't be selling no BS because you're going to run out of stamina. You know? Listen, I'm probably, yeah. You know, I keep coming because I got it. I stand on truth.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy. I work with the best fighter in the world, Devin the Dream Haney, standing on business both inside and outside the ring. As a man on a mission and a man of God.
Yes, sir. Bill, let's go in. You sent me the slowed version this morning, straight 4 a.m. Oh, look, I wiped my eyes. I see the message from Bill. I said, what's going on here? I said, and then I saw an interview from you, Bill. You're saying, where's the crack? Where is the crack at?
You dig? Because as far as I've known, it was no longer a crack problem. So I don't want to insinuate for anybody to go, but if you can find any crack on that video, then let me know.
There's because no crack.
It looked like, no. It looked like it's some good work. But when you say that crack, I mean.
Yes.
You know, that's that stuff. No, wait. That's that stuff that you can rewind over and over again. You can turn out. You can say, that's the one, like that Zawar Abdulev shot. That you know, that he you know, they start making the memes where his head was spinning around. What about that Leo Santa Cruz shot where he went up under, you know, and they kept looping it, you know? The Ryan Garcia body shot. You dig? The Ryan Garcia body shot. Listen, I mean, he has a bunch of highlights. I'm saying, is that the highlights for Devin the Dream Haney? Because if it's those are the highlights, can you give us the rest of them, Dollar Bill? Please release the footage to Mr. Ryan Garcia, because I have to take the lion off of his name because he only watched the highlights. I guess he didn't watch the part that I got paid. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And listen, they want to know how much did I got paid. I got paid enough that I flipped it, I doubled it, I tripled it, and I bought this house that we're living in. You did? The American dream.
What I want to know, what I want to know is where did he get this footage from?
I mean, they said that he got it from Floyd. You know what I'm saying? Floyd sent it to him. He showed it to him. Come to find out, I mean, he's been showing it around town, you know? But the thing about it is when you really doing this shit, and if you're a fighter or if you're a promoter, be conscientious of what you're doing, because the content creators, right, can decipher between the transitions and all that, whether you're making a highlight film or whether you're making a highlight of you guys being in the ring. Now, if it was a highlight and a celebration, it was 10 years old, and it was a marketing plan to bring two undefeated fighters into the ring, inshallah, that Devin is successful in April, then it's one thing. But then when you put something together such as that with so much, it would seem, malice in your heart, because it's an 8 to 9 clip within 1 minute and 40 seconds. And then there's nobody else to come and speak on it, to own ownership of it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like throwing a rock and hiding your hand. So I say, come out of those bushes, Floyd. We know what you've been doing for years and years and years. Well, I got the best fighter in the world.
What
we need.
If you
want to do an exhibition, you can do it with him. If you want to do an exhibition, you can do it with him. And I bet you won't land a punch. Not with that shit that we learned.
We've heard the fighters, right, and all those over here have heard you speak about the infamous spar that actually, from your own words, made Floyd know that he was no longer gonna be an actor, you know, fight rule fight.
It was 06, and I don't mean in 2006. I mean, they sparred 6 rounds, and it was 0-6 for Floyd, 6 rounds for Devin. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And once that happened, I knew that the torch had been passed for Devin, that the confidence was up, that he did not allow, for some reason, Gervonta Davis to grace the ring with him. Adrian Broner was looking to grace the ring with him to just see what he got. So shout out to him and giving us the opportunity to skunk him like he did. But they want me to talk like a man that's defeated and not a man that's on integrity, on business. Not a rat, not a snitch, not a trick, and come nobody's on. Bitch.
Covered. You covered.
My son is a bad boy. They've lost the opportunity to create narratives because they can't run me off the road with no bullshit. They tell them, come out of hiding and say what's really on your mind. Listen, I got something that's coming out, and it's called Surviving Somebody, and you're going to see it's going to be a whole documentary in boxing. But guess what? You won't say that I'm on it because I never have been a victim. You did? Because I was standing, I'm a man of faith, and Allah tapped me on the shoulder and he said, I got you, baby. Don't look to where others are complaining as victims. So when Devin stood up for that position to hold that crown, I couldn't be nothing but unhappy father. Even though he's my fighter, he's a boxer, and I'm a trainer, and then I'm managing and all that, but nothing compares to a man standing up on business and saying, I don't care who you got in control of TV. I don't care who you're running with. When we came, we got a chance to say, first, praise to be to God. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Second is that we're not scared of you, whoever you may be. We put in the work. Yeah, we put in the work. And that's all we want is our work to represent that. Nothing more, nothing less.
Spence, I know you got lots to say.
Yeah, listen. I was saying earlier, you know, Bill likes to delve into history. So, obviously, you like, who would you say is the greatest fighter of all time? After, because I know you love Muhammad Ali, but the greatest middleweight of all time, who would you say that is?
The greatest of Now, see, they go up and down. So, Sugar Ray Robinson is the greatest.
Thank you.
Welterweight, go to middleweight.
Right? Okay. And this is what I've got to say. Yeah, no doubt. And Sugar Ray Robinson, February 14th, 1951, beats Jake LaMotta to become the middleweight world champion, right? I think Ray Robinson weighed in that fight about 155. He's 5 pounds underneath the weight, right? He beat Sugar Ray Robinson beats Jake LaMotta to become the undisputed middleweight champion of the world. Prior to that, he spars with a guy called Kid Coco, right? Kid Coco allegedly knocks out Sugar Ray Robinson in sparring. Knocks him out. Not kind of ruffled and we're only seeing little snippets of it. Knocks him out cold. If I did not mention to you who Kid Coco was, he was part of the Murderers Row. It was very difficult in those
murderers
days.
Murderers Row?
It was very difficult for a guy to get shots, all the rest of it. No one don't know who Kid Coco is. If I didn't mention him, you wouldn't know him. Right? I was saying earlier, when you go on BoxRec, you don't see sparring records on BoxRec.
Right?
But what I can say is that you have produced a son, right, from parent to partnership, that has become an undisputed lightweight world champion and has subsequently moved up in weight and has now become a two-time world champion.
Yes.
Right?
Mashallah.
Sparring. Yes. Sparring is sparring, and I don't care who got the one over on sparring and all the rest of it, because you cannot go to BoxRec and see sparring records on there. But what we can see is your son is embedded in history. Remember that.
Yes.
Right? As an undisputed lightweight champion, the same as the great Pernell Whitaker, the same as the great Roberto Duran, the same as these legends. Your son is on the lineage of that.
So, and his grandfather, Zab. Zab's on there as well.
Yeah, exactly. But Zab weren't lightweight. So I'm
undisputed.
Undisputed at welterweight. Yeah, so I'm saying, right. So on those kind of things, those things don't interest me. But what I am saying is this. If you weren't doing nothing good, Bill's gone now. But if Bill weren't doing nothing good, they wouldn't be on him like how they're on him too. And you know that.
I think you're running away with the history. You're running away with the history. You know, sometimes you go on about the history thing. We want present. We want present. Right? That's the Amy era.
No. Sparring is sparring, but lying is lying. Who's that? A. Jones. I don't know about that.
What's A. Jones saying?
He said, sparring is sparring and lying is lying.
You're going to run Bill off with your history lesson.
I don't business. The thing, lock off, man.
Bill was like, bro, what's this brother chatting about? I'm going to come tie me up with the history lesson. Bro, Smith. Bill was like, yeah, my God. Come on, touch it. Oh my God. Oh my glasses. Bill was like, oh, bro, what's this brother chatting about? Come out here, man. We're chatting about the Haiti era. Man, telling me about Sugar Ray Robinson.
No disrespect, Sugar Ray.
I keep telling you, Spencer. Yeah, Bill is back. Bill, I told him that you locked off because you went into this.
Can't hear.
Nah, but I told him you locked off because you was chatting. You was giving him a history lesson, so he was like, "Nah, I'm gone. I'm gone." But you're back now.
No, I would give even more history lessons. That's me.
I can't hear the
response. Oh, is someone on mute? All right. he can't hear nothing. Bill's got to come back again. Oh shit! Sorry, I swore. Sorry, Spence. It's good to have a little laugh. Oh, that Air Force 286. Oh my goodness gracious! My first week back, Spencer's hurt in the back of my head was already. With his knowledge.
He's gonna come back.
Please, the fight is right. Please forgive me, man. But I've known Spencer for so long. Spencer knows when I. Spencer knows when I got the giggles. I can't not. I can't stop. Bill's like, man. Forget all that, man. Forget all that, man. We in the Haney era, man.
Nah, bro.
Bill's back. Right. Yeah, brother. Thank you for coming back, man. I just told him that you locked off because Spencer was giving us a long history lesson, man. This is the Haney era, man. We want to hear about the Haney era.
Hey, listen. No, I understood definitely what Spencer is saying in terms of you know, the sparring. But one thing that I'm saying is, with my dear brother Spencer, what you guys have done for boxing is amazing. You're able to highlight. We're able to put up sparring, but guess what we did? You saw a million views on there. Let's stop a lot. Slow this down. Yes. Let's slow this down and say, is this a highlight film for Mr. Davis? Can be considered that. Or is this a highlight film for a Devin Haney at 16 years old that only the real coaches know how he's rolling shots and how he's all the shit that he's, it's like when you look at it and you say, well, that guy was 16, that guy's 20. Now that guy is undisputed two division and he's the, then you look and you can see why. You see why.
Yes. Yes.
They stop it. They stop it right there. Dev is looking at him like this. So they never show it. The first punch, wallahi, the first punch that they show is the show. It's in the wrong chronological order. It's actually the first punch after I got out the ring and told AB to get his ass out the ring. So then,
yes. Okay.
So then Tank Davis did the Ortiz to him. The Victor Ortiz, he just punched him. So that's why Dev is looking like this, like, oh, and Floyd is standing there like this, where Floyd, he don't know what the fuck to do because, you know what I mean? He in the moment, and I don't know which way he's going, but I think he's going our way, but I don't know. So he says, Floyd is standing there like this, and it just starts off. So what the fuck? What do you just, why would Devin be just standing like this? That's because Floyd never said, okay, now y'all get back fighting. Because when I told AB, I said, what the hell is you doing? Mike Stafford was grabbing AB and was saying, AB, what is you doing? We all got money, about billions and all them got money. So if they think that it's like that, then they gonna stop him. They know that ain't work. It ain't gonna work. And then AB says, yeah, I don't care who's in charge. Why, if you don't care who's in charge, why did you let us bet doghouse rules go till you stop?
That's what I was going to say.
You see what I'm saying? and then, so if that was the rules and I got paid, why y'all didn't show that? Okay, well then why you didn't show what led up to you stopping because Dev was doing something to you? I said, listen, I told him this. We waited 10 years, so let's just work with what they done gave us. Can somebody take that tape and slow that motherfucker down, and let's use they highlight film, because it's they highlights. It ain't ours. I said, well, where is the crack at? Because he said, I cracked him. His eyes went in the back of his head. Then he's looking at that man like, man, what is wrong with you? So, man, AB, and listen, then AB got out the ring, and Dev got to put it on him. But he was already putting it on him because if you talk about, listen, you say, All right, so we waited 10 years. Now, just think about this. We waited 10 years for the tape. So we get a highlight tape of 10 years. And we get every clip in there. We got 8 different transitions. So out of the whole time of the sparring session, this is all that happened to Devin?
Yes, yes, yes.
A couple glancing blows, a couple. You know what I said, what you're supposed to do in the doghouse, but they scared to do is roughhouse. So he was roughhousing him in the doghouse, but you can't stop a nigga by roughhousing. You can make it uncomfortable. You can make it ugly, but you cannot stop a guy roughhouse. You got to punch him out. You got to make him quit. So
yes,
or you got to make the team quit. So Adrian Broner, you got up in here and see, we could have said tech and said that you fucked the money up. Everybody know we're playing when we didn't bet, and you ain't even on our side. You getting in to stop it like you with us, right? We could have took the money then, but I said, nah, get your ass off the ring, man. Devin, get back to whipping this nigga's ass. That's what happened. So now you see the first punch. As soon as I get out and I look back like this, then he done punched him. But the one thing is that y'all keep trying to punch on a well-conditioned athlete that at the end of the day, it's not how much you can give to be great, it's how much you can take. You know what I mean? Both physically, Bill, in the ring. Both
Tundi said that about 25 minutes ago, Bill.
Oh, both physically and mentally. You know what I'm saying? So it's all a warfare. You know what I mean? Them talking about me, right? They talking about me when I'm a young fool and this man got on a whole hairpiece. You know what I'm talking about? If he's not faking, he got on a whole toupee.
He never want to answer the question about he was the ref, the judge, the parking attendant. This man was running boxing.
Yes, he was running boxing, exactly. And now it comes a time where he's no longer that, you know? So
yes.
The man came up and said something, well, listen, I've never been a ref, never been a judge, never been this. And if I'm all the things that you say that I am and I was, I'm going to own up to it. And I'm going to tell everybody... All the guys, listen to what they said, and look what you're doing now. So that'll show you can get right to where Bill Haney is at. You dig? Yeah, because they used to say that you couldn't get there if you had did all those things and you had. So go ahead. So tell them. I have done all that, could do all that, and I chose not to. I chose to get behind my son. And listen, he took us all the way there. He took us there.
Bill, one thing I can say.
I come out shooting.
One thing I could say, whatever way anyone wants to look at it, this is good promotion for a potential fight with your son and Tank. But well,
it's all been a promotion for Devin. It's like it's been a demotion for Team Tank and Tank Davis' team, because the OG dummy himself, Kenny Ellis, he might look like he's about to get fired because he's coming out saying shit that he shouldn't say. You got you got no other than Calvin Ford, you know what I mean, who can't stand on business and not being sent out with the word. It comes where it was the old time, in the old times, if you study boxing, the fighters that were most successful, they had the trainers as the managers, because when you've trained to the degree that you trained, when you know where the kid is at, you're in there arguing and fighting in a way that you should be. Now, if you're a manager, you didn't quite see what was going on. You don't quite feel what's going on. You don't know where this kid is at. So you could quite possibly displace and make the wrong move. But when you're a trainer and manager, like the Lou Duvas, the Ray Arcells, you know, the old yesteryear managers, and if you look on there, and you'll see a lot of them when I was voted 2023 Manager of the Year, you also see that they also are great trainers on there. As well. So I think it's an art between both of them. You know what I mean? So when we kicking ass in the gym, I come out as the manager and talking shit. They talking about it's a daddy. I'm talking about it's a confident manager and trainer that's speaking about a fighter. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
and
sir.
If you was there, you would feel the same way.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Closed mouths don't get fed, Bill.
Listen, you're doing a fantastic job, Bill. As always, as you always have done from the start. What as preparation is well underway for this 420 date. I'm right when I'm saying that.
We got a lot of people to prepare for against. We're going up against not only Ryan Garcia and his team. We got Bernard Hopkins. We also got Oscar De La Hoya, who's done a tremendous job with Ryan Garcia and that Ryan Garcia brand from start to finish. So I'd be really concerned if he was pulling for Devin, and he's been working that project for as long as he can. But shout out to Oscar De La Hoya, because he's been fair. And that's what we ask, to be fair. And that's what I ask of him. I say, are you going to be the Hall of Fame promoter like you're a Hall of Fame fighter? And when you fought when you were young in your prime, now are you going to give two fighters like Devin and Ryan an opportunity to be great in their prime? Or are you going to hold back the fight like the promoters are doing now for the best fights? He said, Bill, I assure you I'm going to do the best I can. And here we go. We have this. So I'm going to keep him in limbo and say he's the lead promoter and he's looking at and playing it straight down the middle. But I know Bernard Hopkins is on that side with Ryan Garcia. I know Floyd Mayweather is on that side with Ryan Garcia. He's passing information. And I told them all. I said, listen, now also do we have, rightfully so, he went out and hired Derek James, trainer. Future Hall of Famer. So I know he's going to come in prepared and as focused as he's going to let Derek put him in. If he listens to Derek, he's going to be all right. And that's what the world shall see. But I'm going to prepare for a fighter that does listen to Derek, a fighter that is listening to Floyd, a fighter that has Bernard Hopkins on speed dial. He just hugged him on the stage. So you'll see what we're going against. And on April 20th, it's all smoke. It's been Devin Haney versus everybody. And you're going to see the best fighter in the world. If you want me to slow it down so you can see it, hear it.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the salute. GOAT. You know, I'll tell you what's making me laugh. There's comments in there from people from the US, American, and I can even just see by the comments.
The hatred
that you're dealing with, brother. But when we stand with God, we're ready for that.
When they see a man and they see him walk up and his chin is up high, and the only thing that he's worried about is what's in his home and not what's out his home, because it's about his last name and not his first. And everywhere I go, they tell me, they say, you're doing a wonderful job with your family. And that's all that I'm happy about. How could you hate it in the comments when you're not asking me to support you and yours? Y'all have a great evening, man. Bless y'all.
And ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mr. Bill Haney. And we move straight on, brother. Where's my gun? Smiley Jones in the building. I think that may be... How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, good brother? How you feeling?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Spenny, your guess?
Nah, bro. You run my man's account.
You said what?
Yo, bro. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Bro. Yeah. So that I don't even know what this is, bro.
We can't hear you, bro. Spencer,
so, I don't know how you get people kind of infiltrating up the thing. I don't even know.
You must have sent him the link.
Nah, I sent it to my boy there, Austin.
To who? Austin, kid Austin.
Yeah.
Let me bring him on again because he's smiling teeth at the back. Nah. Are you linked or not linked to kid Austin?
I'm linked to Bill Haney.
To Bill.
Yeah. Okay.
Bill sent me the link. Yes, sir.
Oh, Bill sent you the link. So, In what relation are you to Bill?
I made merch for him and Devin before.
Okay, in what capacity, sir?
Hoodies. I made the hoodies. Now I'm about to make Devin a thobe.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay. Wicked.
Yeah, I'm making Devin a designer Islamic thobe that's going to take fashion to the next level over in Dubai.
Okay.
So you're in Dubai now?
Yeah, what you say?
You're in Dubai now?
Nah, I wish. I'm in Philadelphia right now.
Oh, okay. You're a Philly guy, yeah? So
plug your brand, brother. You got the stage right now. Plug the brand.
Thanks. I appreciate that. My brand is Burning Guitars, Live Life as a Rock Star. We dress various celebrities around the world, from Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj, Wiz Khalifa. About to be blessed to do something for Devin Haney, inshallah. You know, so we just working. The Instagram is at Burning Guitars, and the website is www.burningguitars.com. Live life as a rock star, man. We make clothes that keep you smiling. You know what I mean?
Well, you're smiling hard, Rude Boy, so I like that, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. All right, look.
One more time. Tell us how to get hold of you on Instagram. Tell us your Instagram again so the people can listen to it. What's the Instagram?
The Instagram is at Burning Like a Fire Guitars. B-U-R-N-I-N-G Guitars. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. All right, bro. Enough love. Enjoy your Sunday, brother.
Love, my bro.
Sir, y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tony, come bring you some little hood merchant, man.
No. Big up the bro, man.
Definitely bring him up.
He's hustling, man. And you know,
listen to me. From the time when them man are making, and look, man's already checked his gums already. Said his gums look all right. Yeah, I'm gonna go find. What's the name of the link again? I'm gonna go check out his things because, like, any man, it is what it is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it is what it is. Well, Tony,
Smiley, it's been a lock off. Smiley's still on the back there. Let's lock off the thing, Smiley, I beg. Because you're interrupting the broadcast. Smiley's still at the back there in the studio.
Nah, the brother's got good energy. Yeah, Air Force.
Hey!
The brother's got good energy, man.
But he won't lock off.
It don't make no difference.
You have to exit the thing because you're blocking the something.
Yeah, but you can lock it off.
Alright, cool. Smiley's gone. Smiley just coming.
Burning guitars. Alright, cool. Bill, I'm gonna go check out Burning Guitars right now.
Bill sent the brother the link by accident. but listen, this is what the show is about.
We just promoted the man's thing, man.
Our show is fully organic, and you know, we're always out here trying to support, you know, young or old, it doesn't matter, young, old entrepreneurs trying to think, because we're all out here hustling in one way or another, just at different levels. So big up Burning, I think that's what it says, at Burning Guitars. Thank you for your cameo and your appearance this evening. Right, let us get back to listen. Before, we've already been on for over an hour, Spence, but we cannot. We would be remiss if we didn't speak about the heavyweight Don Anthony Joshua touching down in Saudi Arabia yesterday or the day before, getting ready for what will be a gigantic, enormous, in my opinion, task ahead of him. I do not for one second believe this is going to be a knockover job. I think Francis Ngannou is a real threat to Anthony Joshua. And I, for one, am not confident about the fight. I'm just telling you that straight.
You know what, Tun?
Your thoughts.
My thoughts are this. You know what, Tun? I think I might have to come down to the gym. We're just going to do a technical breakdown, you know, get money to film it. Because I've been watching Ngannou, and I know the things, but you know what? I know the things that he does, which Anthony Joshua could capitalize on. I also know the things that Anthony Joshua does that Francis Ngannou could definitely capitalize on, right?
Yes.
And the thing is this, I think it's going to be a bit different for Anthony Joshua when he's going into a fight where he's actually going to be the less imposing figure, because Ngannou is an imposing, domineering figure of a human being. And I think that's going to be a major thing in this fight, Tundi. The fact that Joshua sometimes lacks to be this domineering person and this, yes. You know? And that won't be the case in this fight. Where his dominance has to be is that the fact that he has been a two-time world champion, he's been Olympic gold medalist, and he's going to have to use all of that to bring into culmination of this fight. Because anyhow he goes into some tug-of-war thing, he will come second best.
It will be interesting to see how Anthony Joshua approaches this fight from the opening bell, because my opinion of the last fight is that he know that my boy weren't gonna say. He knew that what's his name? The Southpaw boy. See, I've even forgot his name. Otto Wallin. Absolutely was not going to put up any resistance. I agree, AJ may have found his mojo and really in a good place, but there was no threat. And when you got a man in front of you that poses no threat, you just do what you want.
Exactly.
You just do what you want. It's like, bro, it's like you got into Tesco's, you pick up what you want, and you're gone. But this Francis Ngannou, he knows about taking punishment and dishing it. And Bill spoke about it. I spoke about it. Sometimes it's not what you can give, it's what you can take. And we've already seen this man take an elbow from Tyson Fury.
And he shrugged it off like it was nothing.
And shrugged it off and walked forward. So it will be, in my opinion, a resistance game. How Anthony Joshua is going to respond to inevitably getting hit by Francis, and how Francis is going to respond to a master boxer, a boxer mm-hmm. that is a student. That's how I look on Anthony Joshua, which is why he's lasting as long as he has, why he continues to get better in particular areas. He's a student and he never wants to stop learning. And I feel that any fighter of that ilk will always, always have the upper edge.
Owen Upton, Miss Wingside, thank you very much for the 1999.
Yeah.
Francis, that. In my opinion, Union won the fight against Fury. So I feel like AJ's boxing IQ will need to take precedence in this fight, or AJ could be in trouble.
My sentiments exactly. It's true. He was up against a master boxer in Tyson Fury, but yet stayed there with him. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the fight, we wasn't too sure who was going to win that fight. You know, it's all right going back and watching it, but on that at that moment, we weren't too sure who was going to win the fight. So it's
this Bishop man keep on coming back, you know? Like a bad smell, Bishop.
Don't worry about Bishop, man. Forget about Bishop for the time being. But yeah, and so again, it's going to be interesting to see how Anthony Joshua deals with that. I wasn't really too excited, but now the fight is edging closer. I'm getting more excited as the days pass. Tomorrow we're going into fight week, so there's going to be a build up of the fight. But I refuse to believe that this is going to be a straightforward fight. Raymond Hales says, master boxer Fury, no Tundi.
What are you talking about? Fury's not a master boxer. Of course he's a master boxer.
You see, you're going to get Spencer mad. Break it down.
Tyson Fury is a master boxer. He's boxing IQ. Or the things that Tyson Fury can do is head and shoulders above every heavyweight in the world, bar Usyk, right? Yes. Because Tyson Fury understands the cerebral. He also understands to draw guys in to do what he wants them to do and to take rests and to do the stuff. Tyson Fury, people seem to forget that Tyson Fury beat Klitschko when Klitschko held a was unbeaten for 11 years. Are you listening to this? Mm. Where he went on his home ground and beat him. And as much as people say, like, oh, it was an ugly fight or it was all of this, no, it's because his intellect was so much head and shoulders above that we're going to watch it and not appreciate what he's doing. He'd done what he had to go and do to win. Wait a minute. Dillon White ain't no puppet, ain't no mug. So for him to position Dillon White to clap him with that uppercut to knock him out. Tundi, listen. Right?
I was there.
You was there, Tundi.
Yeah. So he was
no one's not telling me about, oh, well, he's not a master boxer. He is a master boxer. And when you speak to guys in the game who know, who've been in the game, who have boxed, it's just like when you could go in and think, right, you're going into somebody, you're going in with somebody who you think's beneath you. No matter how much you say you train hard and all this, you think they're beneath you. And then you realize that when they come in to go give it with you, you think, oh, this guy's serious. But you know what? I'm just going to go stick to my box. I'm just going to box this guy, right? Knowing that he had this granite, indomitable will of a human being to try and get past. I tell you the thing that I'm a bit nervous on Tun is the fact that when you look on Anthony Joshua's backstory is just incredible. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's like become the golden boy of British boxing, you know, the road that he was on, you know what I mean?
A great role model.
He's done all of this. Yeah. But, and usually when Anthony Joshua goes into the ring, his backstory is better than his opponents.
Yes, Spencer. In that kind of worried me as well, you know. Okay. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, when you're looking at it, when you watch and when you listen to the Francis Ngannou story, you cannot help but root for him.
Okay.
Because it is really a story of hope and aspiration.
Okay.
And one where any person that feels that they're at loss and doesn't have any hope, you watch the Francis Ngannou story, you got hope. You start to have belief. You start to think that what those that said things were impossible now become possible. That's how you view the Francis Ngannou thing. And that worries me. It worries me, Spencer, a little bit, because you've got a man who has a drive probably equal to AJ, if not one that can surpass AJ. We had Jury.
Tundi,
his drive
surpasses Anthony Joshua's drive.
The reason why I didn't want to really say it like that, because you don't really know.
Tundi. His drive surpasses Anthony Joshua's drive. You know why? Because his backstory is far surpassed Anthony Joshua's backstory. Right?
I don't know, Spence.
Tundi, I don't know. Tundi, the man swam through shark-infested waters on a dinghy, right? Bro, with no oars, and he had to use his arms. No, brother. His backstory, listen, the man slept in a car park, Tundi. His backstory surpasses Anthony Joshua's. That is that. Let's just be real about the whole thing. It does, Tundi. And when
man said AJ's backstory is dry. Ah, right, cool. I watched the thing.
Have you seen Cameroon? Have you seen Cameroon with the red dirt that the man used to shovel?
I'm not gonna lie. It's serious. And so we'll see how much of that plays a factor come next Saturday night. But I for one, are up very, very We'll do the watch along. We have to do the watch along. And I'm gonna be excited.
So you know, the crazy thing is this is like because it's on a Friday as well, you know.
A Friday? No.
Yeah, the fight's on Friday, Tundi.
No way.
The fight is on Friday, Tundi.
How?
What do you mean how? The fight's on Friday, Tundi.
Let me look at this. You sure, Spencer?
Go no, check the
team. The fight be on Friday.
Mal, wait a minute. How can someone turn around and say that I'm hating? People could talk some foolishness, you know? I'm telling you the raw facts, yeah? And that means
the eighth of February.
March.
Let me look at this.
March.
The eighth of March, yeah?
Yep.
Wow. The 8th of March is a Friday, Spence. You're right.
Tundi. I told you.
Okay. Interesting. Right. Coverage starts at 4 p.m. on Friday. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. Jim will be finishing early then. All right, cool. So we're going to watch it on Friday night then.
So quick school run. And I won't be taking my daughter. I won't be taking my daughter to gymnastics this week. You know what I mean? I won't be on those duties. And plus, okay. I got my little man.
And Wardley against Fabio. With Wardley against Clark is on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's on a Sunday.
Mm.
And the reason why they put it forward is because it's Ramadan, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Ramadan.
Okay, and I think it's almost 9:30. Again, mm-hmm. We would be remiss if we do not speak about Dylan White being cleared to fight. I don't believe he's been cleared by the British Boxing Board of Control, but I know one little general state in America, I believe, have passed him and have found him innocent of, I think, knowingly ingesting, I don't want to get my facts wrong, but knowingly ingesting whatever type of drug it was. I need to get the right facts on that. Texas, Summer Guzzi said it's a Texas board. Spence, before I get the right facts, what's your take on it?
Listen, I just want to see Dylan White back. He should be back. And especially, and I'll tell you why he should be back. He should be back simply because they're doing this 5-for-5 Eddie Hearn versus Frank Warren. And if they do that, I'd like to see Dylan White against Joel Joyce or Dylan White versus Daniel Dubois.
I knew he was going to say that.
Right? Because there's not going to be no warm-up fights. There's not going to be... That's what I'm seeing happening. That's what I want to see.
Okay, well, listen. British heavyweight Dylan White. This is from BBC Sports. It says, British heavyweight Dylan White says he is clear to resume his career because an investigation has shown his positive drugs test was caused by a contaminated supplement. The 35-year-old's rematch against Anthony Joshua in August was cancelled after he returned an adverse finding from a test. White said he unintentionally ingested a banned substance. Speaking, he said, "It's been really tough because I knew I was innocent," he told Sky Sports. Sky Sports says it has seen, and this is interesting, it has seen documentation from a forensic expert concluding that a nutritional substance taken by White did not disclose all of its ingredients, which included a prohibited substance. I won't go on. Boston, that the article says Sky Sports says it has seen documentation. Does this mean that Dylan White could be heading to boxer?
Dylan White is most probably signed with Ben Shalom.
If so, because that's a pay-per-view fighter that I believe they need.
Well, the thing about it is this, is like they've got Bacoli.
It's inevitable. That match,
yes, they've got Bacoli, so it could be that. You know what I mean? They've got Bacoli.
Would Dylan want to go straight in with Bacoli? Because Bacoli is not no joke.
Well, the thing about it is this, We have to be real. Right. Dylan White ain't going to get no warm-up fights.
Man said there's a lot of contamination in Dylan's life. Bro, it's a madness. It's about four contaminations. I don't know what I'm going on. But anyway, it'd be good to talk to Dylan. But suffice to say, I think from a fan's perspective, it's good to have Dylan back in the game.
And, of course it is.
And I think that it'd be good to get Dylan on here. I know he must be, you know, listen, he stayed silent. And maybe Conor Ben should have stayed silent.
Maybe he should have.
Yeah, you because mean? Really, I don't know, boxing fans are sometime-ish. I don't know how the boxing public are really going to take this. But if he's allowed to fight, in even one state, at least he's allowed to get his career back on the road. And that's a good thing. So I guess it's watch this space. Mm. Dylan White against Daniel Dubois. Dylan White against Deontay Wilder. That'd be a fight I would definitely pay to see.
It would be, but the thing about it is this. I think Dylan White could have done a deal with boxing, you know?
It may be. Maybe.
I think he could have done a deal with him.
He's talking to Sky first.
He could have done a deal with him. Because I haven't heard Eddie Hearn say anything on the case or anybody. Right, so he could have done a deal with him. I wish Dylan that by the best. And the thing about it is this, is like, I must have sent him a text a couple of times, but you see when people are going through things, I'm not going to be the one that's going to be jumping up to China and be chatty and all the rest of it with you. Yeah, I mean, if you've been cleared, you've been cleared, and hopefully you can resume your career, and I wish you nothing but the best, because we know you're from your young picnic, so, you know what I mean, I wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, let's get Dylan back in the mix. The heavyweights is rolling again. There's so much heavyweights, you know, and they all involve, you know, the big fights involve the British guys. You know, you got Fabio in the mix, you got Fraser in the mix, you got Dubois there, you got AJ, you got Fury. It's a good crop. I mean, boxing is really, to me, boxing is thriving again. And you know, they are big fights. They are the bigger fights at the upper end, and they have to get the platform they deserve and the build up they deserve. But I think if Dylan's involved, it'd be good to see what he's got left at his age.
Yeah, we shall see, Ton. We shall see.
We shall see. Well, this has been a great show, Spencer, as we anticipated. Thank you for young Abdullah Mason, one of
best. Please, if no one's not seen this, you go and watch him. That's all I got to say. Go and watch this young man.
One of, if not the best prospect in world boxing, from what I can see. You know, no cap.
He's a young best kid. Prospect in world boxing, Ton.
He's a young kid. Another Jay Prince find. You know, Jay Prince. You know, when Jay Prince is involved, you know, it's a big thing. You know, Jay Prince, Andre Ward, Jay Prince, Shakur Stevenson. Jay, and the list goes on and on and on. Jay Prince even Floyd at one point, you know.
Yep.
So I think that Jay Prince has done it again, and he's unearthed a tremendous talent in Abdullah Mason and the Mason family. So thank them all for coming on this evening. Thank Bill Haney, the one and only GOAT. Love him. Well, you can love him, you can hate him. What that guy has done for him, for his family, for himself, just a great guy all around. And you know, defending his fighter, just like he said, you know, he's a trainer, he's a manager, and he's doing both jobs, and he's doing them well. His son is undisputed and a world champion in another weight class, and taking on the biggest. And the best fights at the age of 25. That is incredible. Big up. I don't even remember the brother's name, but the brother just jumped on the start.
Smiley Jones.
Smiley Jones. Big up Smiley Jones. He be kitting out guys. And he did have a big smile, I'm not going to lie. He had a big smile. Yeah, and talking about Canelo. Canelo could be going back to PBC. That's why when man's rushing out, he's always got tricks up his sleeve. So it looks like PBC are back in the negotiations, and Canelo could end up, you know, having those free fights with the PBC and just coming to an arrangement on the money. So it's interesting. I still think he's going to fight Belenga.
You know what, Tun? I think that fight's going to happen now, you know.
I told you. I think he'll fight Belenga first, then he'll fight Mungaya in September, and then maybe he'll go for either Crawford or Benavides. I think that's how Canelo's going to... the Canelo story. I don't want to say the end of it. That's how he's going to finish. But I think that's how the Canelo journey is going to unfold. I think Belenga first, then Mungaya, and then Benavidez or Crawford. It'd be great if we could get Crawford in September, but I think Crawford, I don't think he wants to take that first out of three fights, because there is a strong possibility that Crawford would beat Canelo. I believe that.
Tun. I believe that Crawford would beat him, and that's the truth.
I believe that. Someone saying shoulder leak. Nah. I don't want YouTube come mash up our things. It's not my business. Let go. Go to Ryan Garcia's page to watch that spot. Joyce V. Zhang is a good fight. It's a good fight. Big Bang Zhang. He's looking to do the business on Joe, but Joe's not coming to lie down. Absolutely not. So that's another good fight. And obviously, you've got Nick Bull against Ray Vargas. Is it a step too soon for Nick Bull? We'll have to wait and see, because Ray Vargas is a Mexican champion for a reason. And so, and finally, I watch one of the greatest world title captures last night in young Raymond Ford.
Wicked fire.
Fairy tale ending. What a epic fight. It was pure boxing IQ from round 1 to 12, to the point where Raymond said, you know what, this brother's strong, so I'm gonna walk him down. And it was just brilliant. Any true boxing,
you know what, also massive big up to Eddie Earn. You know what I mean? Got him a world title fight, got him a world title win. And I watched, he was on some podcast in the week, and he was saying, well, he may not win this fight because it's not an easy fight. But you know what? It's about going in there and doing your stuff. And he did it. So well done to Raymond Ford. And look, big up Matt Schumann, Eddie Earn.
Sorry, you know our show, this show here, you know, it's just something else. We were just about to lock off, and then they just keep coming. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just introduce to you Pops. Pops is talking out of smoke. What I love right now about boxing is that the fathers are defending the sons. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be. And I'm saying it. You know, it's a testament that black men are now showing the support that a boy needs his father. He need a young black. We know the statistics. We don't want to turn this into a racial show, because this is a world show. You know, Bob Marley's One Love. Those who ain't seen One Love need to go watch that. I watched it. I took your advice, Spencer. I went to watch it today. Brilliant portrayal of Bob Marley. But without me going on too much, let me introduce to you the father of a young, up and coming, I don't even want to call him a prospect, because the kid is fire right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to the fight is right, the one, the only, Pop Schofield. Every father's teeth shining right now. So it looks like the sons are paying their dads well.
Yeah, man. It's
how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Life is good. Life is
yes,
good.
Sir. Yeah.
I had to come on for my man right here. I was in the middle of running errands. Come on. Floyd called me and said, yo, you got to go on. So come on. That's why I'm here.
Yes, sir. I didn't catch you the last time when you was on here with Keyshawn and your son. And I said,
and this got a little bit heated. It was fun. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, but Keyshawn is a good guy. I like Keyshawn. I watch Keyshawn since he was young growing up. So I'm proud of all these young guys. You know, we all got our own promotion companies. We all out here, you know, calling each other out, just like rappers or anything else. But it's much respect for all the fighters that go into that ring.
Come on. Sir. Listen. We saw the back and forth between Shakur Stevenson and yourself and your son. And then he was saying, well, because just earlier we had on Abdullah Mason. So it's unfortunate that you guys couldn't come on at the same time, him and his father. And I think you were saying, like, okay, then send the contract then. So what seems to be happening there?
We just waiting for Shakur. Shakur told us that we fight Zepeda. He was going to guarantee us a fight with him. So we spoke to Oscar, and Zepeda had a mandatory, but we in line to fight Zepeda after all of that. And I was going to unify with Shakur for the WBC. Because if Zepeda do what he got to do, it would be the IBF. We'll be going for the WBA and then unifying in the WBC. And that's all that was. But Shakur just got upset because Shakur don't want to fight. That's all it is.
Why do you think?
I don't think he's scared. I think he's just at the phase where he could get $10 million fights. He could do what Ryan and Devin is doing and fight each other and getting way more money. So I think that's what he's looking for, to become independent and to go get bigger checks right now.
Okay. So what's the future hold for your son? Because he's a little animal, you know? So what's going on, man? Let us know. Let the fighters right know, Pops. Come on, we want to know.
We're going to get all the belts in 135. The first thing is to collect one title, then we're going to go up to 140 and collect the title. Hold them simultaneously while we get the rest of the 135 belts. Then we're going to move up to 140 and get all those belts in 147. My son want to hold 140 undisputed and 147 at the same time, because nobody in history did that, was undisputed in two divisions and defended them simultaneously. So that's his goal.
The 135... The 135 division right now is a live division. How soon can you see your son getting in that mix and getting a belt?
Well, with the guys, with the champion's going to run from my son because they can't beat my son. And I've been saying that for 2 years. None of them came out and disputed it. Nobody said nothing. I'm telling y'all the truth. None of them could deal with Floyd. I've seen him in the gym with these champions. And that's why Shakur's running like, wait, can't you just wait? Because Shakur want to go up to 142 with the rest of them. So he just want us to be patient so he could do what he got to do and move up. You know, it is what it is.
Has your son been in a ring?
He got them ready for their fights. He went to two camps with Shakur, two camps with Tank. One with Devin, but Devin asked him to come back. Robert Easton Jr., Adrian Broner. So we got a lot of champions ready for their fight. So they know who my son is. They know how he works, and they know that nobody beat him up in no ring, whether it was champion or any of them. So they already know. So it's all I'm talking is fact out there. Like with Mason, he beat Mason up. I had to yell at my son, stop hitting Mason so hard. Then Mason brother got it, and then he beat Mason brother up. So these are facts. So it ain't like something I'm making up. I watched him do this. Mason shared the ring with us multiple times. We beat them in the amateurs. We beat them in sparring. Their style do not work against my son's switch fighting style. They can't do it. They flat-footed fighters. And flat-footed fighter can't keep up with a fast fighter. We'll beat them to the punch all the time and be able to sit on our power before they can even generate their power. And so that's what we experienced with Mason.
This is interesting.
Boxing, no, Mason is a good guy, though. I think Mason will beat Keyshawn. That's why I said Mason and Keyshawn should be fighting each other. They're on the same side of the street. That would be an interesting fight, Mason and Keyshawn. Neither one of them could deal with Floyd. Keyshawn can't deal with Floyd. Keyshawn is bluffing for promotion. Keyshawn sat in eight with us. He know he's been in the gym. He hear the stories. He don't want to fight us.
Well. How are you finding it with Golden Boy? Because I've heard that Golden Boy generally favor Mexican fighters, Latino fighters. You know, your son's a young black African American, but I don't hear no complaints coming from yourself. So I take it that you're satisfied with what's going on.
They're getting looked after, Tun.
It comes down to the contract, because that's the business. It don't matter what promoter it is. It don't matter whether they favor Spanish fighters. if our brothers is more on, into the business aspect of it, the paperwork, then you don't run into nothing. Because Golden Boy is still going to fight us four times a year. They're going to give us what we put in as our mandatory, as our minimums. They're going to do everything we ask for because we contractors. We work for ourselves. Golden Boy, we came to Golden Boy, they asked us to come to help generate them some money. We didn't need them. They came and asked us to help them. And so that's why it's good for us. They give us everything we want. And when we get done with them, we probably going to go to the zone. And they're going to give us what we want. So that's about it.
I know Eddie will be watching this thing. Eddie will probably be in your DMs after this show because Eddie don't play. But it's good. And I'm happy that you're taking care of business and you know, you're looking, you know, both of you and your son are navigating yourself the way you want to do it. And I think that's really a good thing. I feel that Floyd has really started this, and it's obvious that it has spilled over to other young father-son relationships in boxing. I think it's good.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. I mean, it's an avenue that, and I'm not saying that any person, black, white, Chinese, anybody that's struggling, they can actually build generational wealth through boxing if they know what they're doing and know the business aspect of it. So it's a good thing. I love boxing.
Yes,
and I'm looking forward to the great fights. We wanted to put on some great fights for y'all because we, like I said, my father was a professional fighter. So we grew up on the old school things where number one fought the champion, no matter who that was. You know, the fighting, you know, but it's not like that now. It's everybody pick and choose. I'm going to fight number 11, although I'm the champion. I'm going to fight. It's like it's different now. So it's all about the money. But when we get the belts, we're going to make it back. Like number one fights the champion. He's mandatory. It's no politics in that. We got to bring the science, the sweet science back. We got to bring boxing back to its glory days when people fought each other.
That's so refreshing to hear. That is so refreshing to hear because I think a lot of times the fans do get starved because, you know, people are looking at the business aspect. But when you got a champ that's ready to take on all contenders, I think it can only be a good thing for the sport.
It's an excellent thing for the sport. It's an excellent thing for the sport. And I'm so grateful that you jumped on. Your son sent you the message. So big up. Thank you so, so much. It's a shame that you didn't come on earlier because I'd love to have you and Abdullah Mason's father, and that it would be nice, but it is what it is. I mean, you've given us the big sound bites before, but you know what? Keep on doing what you're doing. I know you're doing great stuff because the locks are looking powerful now.
Go check out the One Love movie, man. Go check out the One Love movie.
Yeah, check out the One Love movie, the Bob Marley movie. It's a really good film.
And if possible, I don't know if y'all go on Wednesdays or next Sunday, send me a link so Floyd could get on and talk
definitely, to y'all. Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, my bro. You take care. God bless you, bro. Take care.
Yes,
love.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The show's too powerful, bro.
It just keeps on coming. Bro, no one can't test this. It's just the show, the most organic show in boxing, the most organic podcast in boxing, giving the boxing fans the greatest interviews on the spot. Phone man, they're on. We don't need no PR man setting up no meeting with a secretary or nah.
Forget that, bro.
Smith's phone's iPhone is a done. Thank you, Bruno Smith, Bruno Smith, eight for the £5. He said, Tundi, do you think if you had took charge of AJ's career as a trainer from the beginning, he could have become a more polished fighter rather than being rushed? Well, listen, the first thing I'm going to say is you don't know what you can do for someone until you're in that position. Every man writes his own story. Everyone is always going to have an opinion. From what I can see, AJ has done tremendous with his career. There's nothing, the whole team or the people that's close to him, KD, that's really the only one I know that I can say that's solid. But it's obviously he's got more people around him. But I know that what I've seen KD and AJ do, the journey, and Eddie Hearn. You have to give him credit. You know, the way he's backed Anthony Joshua from the beginning of his career. The trainer situation is just something. It's just like, listen, it's just like you, if you've got a child, that child inevitably has to find his own way. And it may be the child doesn't listen to anything the parent says until the very end. When he grows up, when he becomes a man and he says, you know what, my dad was right. That's the case with AJ. He's gone around, he's found out what is best for him. And that's all that matters. He's where he wants to be. And I've got nothing but praise for the young man. I think he's conducted himself in a great way, in a great manner. He may have said a few things or done a few things that wrong, but there's no perfect person. But I think on the whole, the reason why we still are talking about Anthony Joshua or still mention his name is because of what he's done. And so all praise to him. And let's just hope that he continues to be the athlete he is. And I'm looking forward to watching his journey. So, yeah. Well, thank you for the £5. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah. Spenny Rankin. The show's big. The show's big today. You said it.
The show's big.
You said the show was going to be. Again, I'm going to tell people, go watch One Love. I don't know who was saying that it's a rubbish show. And that why did they make an Englishman pay Bob Marley? Listen, the brother played it serious. The brother played that role. And Letitia, she played Rita Marley excellent. Excellent.
From I see her in James Bond, yeah?
Yep. She was in Woman King. She was serious.
She's in Woman King as well. Man, listen, end of the day, it is cool. You see, like when I'm gonna say before we cut off because like, we've been on 2 hours to when I'm hearing Jamaicans say, oh well, you couldn't find no Jamaicans to play Bob Marley, yeah?
Mm.
Where are the Jamaican actors, Tundi? Go on. Out of curiosity, where are they?
They're in Ballers.
Right.
They're in Ballers.
Eating Oxtail.
They're in Ballers. Listen, that was a brilliant film. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Again, big up Kingsley. What an actor. Played Bob Marley tremendously. And as I say, Miss Lynch, she played Rita just brilliantly as well. You see the part where Bob said to her, "You think me no know about the girl, the man that you have told us about?" Yeah, Bob put it on her, stuck it on her. She said, "Yeah, well, bro, I've got to be everything. I gotta be a wife. I gotta be a musician, a backup singer. Look after the children. Look after the picnic. That's not even my picnic."
She went in.
Yeah, what a film. What a film. I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but go watch the film. It's a great film.
Very good movie.
We had a great evening. Almost 2 hours. What a show!
Come on, I told you, Tun. I told you today was gonna be fire.
You did say it. Well, let's end it in exact way as we started it, with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it.
Coming up, peace through fingers. Thank you for everybody who jumped on the show. Join us for the watch along this Friday, AJ versus Ngannou. It's going to be a fantastic show. You know what, Tundi? I'm going to tell you the next thing. I believe this fight's going to be a grotesque mismatch. But anyway, let's deal with that.
Yeah.
Listen, AJ's back, man. Louder, brother, man. He's back.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's wait and see.
We out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.